Prime Minister Apicit, leading a delegation of more than 100 officials and business people to China, announced business deals worth more than $1 billion. The agreements aim to increase Thai export industries and to attract Chinese investors. Mr. Apicit also held talks with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao in Beijing during his four-day visit, which ends Saturday. The agreements involve exports of Thai rice, rubber, tapioca, fruits and jewellery. They are part of Thai Commerce Ministry efforts to expand business networks between the two countries to counter the pain caused by the global economic slowdown. Thailand's economy has seen exports slump more than 20% a month over the past year, and tourism has slumped. Somphop Manorangsang is the director of the Chinese Studies Centre at Thailand's Chulalongkorn University. He says both countries want to boost trade and investment.
There are quite some prospects for the expansion of the economic activities between Thailand and China for the foreign trade. Now the foreign trade of the two countries just about $37 billion U.S. dollar, the two-way trade. So I think they try to expand the figure to achieve the $50 billion in the next few years.
Somphop says exports still account for over 60% of Thailand's total output. Thai trade with China fell 25% to just over $11 billion in the first 5 months of this year. But Somphop expects the rate of decline to improve in the coming months. The Thai government recently set out a national investment plan worth more than $40 billion as part of efforts to revive the flagging economy. The plan includes infrastructure projects such as an expansion of the rail network. During his visit, Mr. Apicit met with the chairman of the China Railway Engineering Corporation. Somphop says many countries like Thailand hope to benefit as Chinese businesses seek investments abroad.
From now on, I think that China seems to boost up the outward investment, outward foreign investment, particularly in the field of the direct investment. As you know that China had huge amounts of the foreign reserve, so they need to go out to particularly to the developing countries.
Thailand also hopes to lure back Chinese tourists, many of whom postponed visits over the past year because of the country's recent political uncertainties. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.